4-minute pre-workout focus reset for men over 50 before you begin. Choose a stable position. You may sit with both feet on the floor or stand with your feet about hip-width apart. Keep your eyes open if closing them affects your balance. Breathe normally and stop if you feel lightheaded or uncomfortable. This short practice is not about forcing yourself into a hyped-up state. It is about arriving at your workout with a clear mind, steady breathing, and one useful intention. Let your shoulders drop away from your ears. Unclench your jaw. Allow your hands to rest without gripping. Notice the support beneath your feet. You do not need to change anything yet. Simply recognize that you are here and that the next few minutes belong to this session. Take a comfortable breath in through your nose. Then let the breath leave without pushing it. Again, breathe in at a pace that feels natural. Breathe out and soften your shoulders. Continue with 2 more easy breaths. Now bring your attention to the points where your body meets the floor or the chair. Feel the pressure under your heels. Notice the position of your hips and ribs. Sense whether you are leaning forward, backward, or to one side. Make one small adjustment toward a balanced position. Scan your body from the ground upward. Notice your feet and ankles. Notice your knees. Notice your hips and lower back. Move your attention to your chest, shoulders, arms, and hands. Finally, notice your neck, jaw, and face. You are not searching for perfection. You are gathering information. If an area feels stiff, acknowledge it. If something feels painful or unusually weak, do not try to override that warning. Adjust today's plan when needed. Bring your attention back to your breathing. On your next exhale, let go of the noise that came before this workout. Tasks, messages, and unfinished conversations can wait. You are not solving them during your first set. Now think about the purpose of today's session. Choose one clear objective. It may be practicing controlled technique. It may be completing your planned work sets. It may be moving well without aggravating a sensitive joint. It may simply be showing up and training consistently. State that objective silently in one short sentence. For example, today I will use controlled reps and stop before my form breaks down. Picture the first exercise of your session. See yourself setting up carefully. Imagine your feet in the right position, your grip secure but not tense, and your breathing steady. See the first repetition begin under control. Picture the movement finishing with the same control. There is no rush. Now identify one technique cue for that exercise. Keep it simple. Brace before you move. Keep the weight close. Drive through the whole foot. Maintain a comfortable range. Choose only the cue that matters most today. Take another relaxed breath in. As you breathe out, release the need to prove anything. A productive workout does not require reckless effort. It requires attention, appropriate challenge, and decisions you can repeat next week. Notice your energy level without judging it. If your energy is high, direct it into precise movement. If your energy is moderate, build gradually through the warm-up. If your energy is low, use the warm-up to decide whether the plan load still makes sense. Bring some movement back into your hands and feet. Gently roll your shoulders once. Lift your chest without arching your lower back. Let your gaze settle on one point in front of you. Take one final comfortable breath. On the exhale, repeat your intention. Controlled movement, steady effort. Good decisions. When you are ready, begin your warm-up. Start lighter than your work sets. Pay attention to how your body responds and earn the right to add load. Your goal is not merely to finish today's workout. Your goal is to train in a way that supports the next one. You are ready. Begin with purpose.